You can eat them if they're edible.
Is it a fruit?
No, it's a fungus.
I don't know.
Sometimes you use them with meat, with beef. You might cook them.
Mushrooms?
Yeah. If they're inedible, what do you call them?
Well, I'd still call them mushrooms, but you can't eat them. There's certain kinds that you can't eat. Is there another term for them?
Well, would you call them toadstools?
Oh, yes, toadstools.
Okay.
Thank you. I forgot about that.
Okay, a dried meat is called...
beef jerky.
Right, okay. What's the difference between that and chipped beef?
I think chipped beef is kind of a dried ham.
Okay.
That's creamed, usually.
Okay.
I really like it. It's not good for cholesterol.
No. A fat pork that is cured in brine.
I really like that. Pork rinds. If there's another word for it. I can't think of it.
Okay. How about a meat that is made of the jowls and head of a hog that's packed in a casing?
Oh, the Mexicans like it. What do you call it?
It's sort of got a name that it's almost a misnomer.
Yeah. I know what you're thinking, but I don't know the name.
Head cheese?
Head cheese? Yeah. I don't even like to think about it.
Okay, you have a liquid and it's got some solid stuff in it, and you need to get the solid stuff out. So you do what to the liquid?
You strain it.
Uh-huh. And what would you call a watered down milk?
Watered down milk, 1%, mm-hmm. Or skim milk.
Mm-hmm. Is that the same as Blue John?
Well, not quite. 1% is as close to Blue John as you can get, I guess, and not have Blue John.
Uh-huh.
Blue John doesn't have any fat in it at all. Daddy hated it.
It's probably pretty much like water.
Yeah. If it's ice cold, I guess you can drink it. I don't know.
What about milk that's just beginning to churn?
Well, we used to call it pinky, a little pinky and sour.
Mm-hmm. How about that milk product that's packed in a little...
cottage cheese.
Uh-huh. And cornbread, when I say cornbread to you, what do you picture?
Ooh, yellow. Although some people make it white.
Mm-hmm. I've seen that.
Cornbread, would you like me to sweeten that and I'll get myself some?
Oh, okay. That's great. Thanks.
Okay.
Good to
you. Go on with your questions. I'll try to answer.
Well, the cornbread, how would you prepare it? Do you make it yourself?
With eggs and cornmeal. Eggs and cornmeal.
Mm-hmm.
And I can guess about, I'll make it a little baking powder.
But you put it in the oven, right?
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Hot oven.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard of a cornbread that's made on the top of the stove in a skillet?
Yeah, I've never done it.
What do you call it? Do you know?
No.
Have you ever seen those little cornbread? They look like hamburger patties. They're almost like hockey pucks even to eat. You know a word for that?
No. No, I don't.
We call them corn pones.
What's that?
Corn pones.
Yeah, corn pone, yes.
Yeah, that's you'd say that's those little hockey puck things, right?
Okay, yeah. Corn pone.
Okay. I really like corn pones, but
well, I do too.
They are a little bit like hockey pucks.
But that, hockey
puck,
no, I don't remember that one.
Corn pone, yeah, I bought that.
Mm-hmm.